Fearless Nation, so welcome to this episode of the podcast where we are going to talk about giveaways, primarily a giveaway that we did that failed miserably for so many reasons, but we're doing this because we want to teach people giveaways are so hot on Instagram right now and is a very effective way to generate leads, to get more customers coming in, all that good stuff. And we want to help people do better giveaways on Instagram.
Right, the right way, not the wrong way.
By learning how to not run a bad giveaway on Instagram. Anyways, we're going to talk about that in today's episode, starting now. Do you wish your life away waiting for Friday? Do you dread Sunday nights and Monday mornings? My wife and I have spent over a decade building an online business while raising a family. I quit my cubicle job to live the life I wanted, to experience freedom, and we want to help you do the same. We're Chris and Laura. Welcome to Fearless Together. Hey everyone, this is your host Chris Phelps.
And Laura Phelps.
I was giving it over to you so that you could do it. So we are coming at you from the Axiom.
Yes, right?
It's our new office in our new house. I don't know what to call it. We call our Wi-Fi network the Axiom because of that movie WALL-E, and that's the ship that they're on.
That's what we went with. Okay.
There you go. See, and my office is at the front of the house, so it's like if this were a starship, then I could steer it from here. So there you go. Axiom. I like it.
I like it too.
All right, so Instagram giveaways are huge. And for anyone who doesn't know or isn't on Instagram too often, giveaways are a very popular way to generate leads through Instagram. Yes, Instagram is not just for showing, you know, pictures of selfies or doing like TikTok videos on Instagram. So many things that you can do as a business owner on Instagram. If you're not on there, you really should be. But anyways, giveaways, they're huge. You see people in their stories all the time. They're like, hey, I have partnered with this brand. We're giving away this thing. And all you have to do is swipe up and enter in your name and your social security number and your mother's maiden name. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Don't.
Seems legit. And then you do your entry and then they pick a winner and you win the thing, right?
So, hopefully. I hope I win.
That's my hope, right? Well, this is really big for business owners, right? These people aren't doing giveaways out of the kindness of their heart, right? It's all...
they love their audience.
It is all about generating leads. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about a few of the things that lead up to a good giveaway and some of the mistakes that we have made in the past with our giveaways. Sound good?
I don't want to talk about it, but
right. Let's do this. Okay. So right away, give away a relevant product or service that will attract the right audience. Okay. So I see a lot of giveaways or giving away things that everybody wants. This was probably the biggest mistake that we did with our giveaway.
As I said, I don't want to talk about it.
We gave away an Amazon gift card. That is useful for everybody.
Everybody wants one.
Now, here's the thing also. You may not know this. We didn't know it at the time. We know it now. There are tons of websites out there that literally you can go to and just see all of the giveaways that are currently running on anywhere, Facebook,
anywhere.
Instagram, whatever. And people literally go to those websites and just enter all of the giveaways to just win free stuff. It's like a hobby for people. So our giveaway for an Amazon gift card got added because people would enter the giveaway
right.
And then they would add this giveaway to their websites. They'd be like, hey guys, I found this really cool giveaway, and they tell everyone else about it.
And everyone wants this Amazon gift card. And so we were like literally flooded with leads.
Yeah, we were being inundated with entries. I won't call them leads.
Leads, yeah.
These were entries because people just wanted this thing, okay?
If we pursued those leads, it would have been a huge waste of time.
Yes, these people were not interested in what we were doing at all. They just wanted the gift card. So right away, you need to make sure that the thing that you're giving away filters out people who wouldn't be interested in what you're doing, right?
Right.
So, like, if you're a fitness person, giving away fitness equipment is great because you're attracting people who are interested in fitness and repelling people who aren't, right? You know, if you are a gamer, give away gaming gear, right? It's kind of commonsensical, but, you know, you don't know.
What things do your audience like that it's specific?
Exactly. So just use common sense and go, oh, my customers care about this, therefore I'll give them this, right? And you can also give away things that are like similarly related, right? So if you are like a female fitness person who helps people lose weight, then you don't necessarily have to give away fitness equipment, right? You could do
healthy cookbook.
Yeah, you could do a healthy cookbook, right? It's not exactly in your realm, but it attracts the right kinds of people, right?
I like it.
You know, cosmetics, right? If you are more of like a fitness person that appeals to people who want to improve themselves cosmetically, then you can give away like makeup and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So things like that. Just make sure it's in the ballpark, right? Next up, have a goal in mind, right? What are you trying to accomplish with this giveaway, right? Because that will actually change the way that you structure your giveaway. If you want to generate email subscribers, then you will give heavier incentivization to signing up with an email address, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of the softwares out there that help you run these giveaways, right? They'll help you run the giveaways. They'll pick the winner for you randomly, all that good stuff. They also let you weight certain actions. So like, oh, if you enter in your email address, you get 5 points. If you follow me, you get 1 point. If you know,
refer a friend.
Refer a friend, you get 10 points, right? It depends on what your goals are. And that will inform your software, whatever it is that you're using to run the giveaway, how many points someone's getting to help weight things and make people do what you want them to do. If you want more followers on Instagram, then you're going to incentivize following you. If you want more email subscribers, you need to incentivize subscribing to you on email.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Exactly, right? You need to have your goals lined up. If you're just like, I want to give away stuff, like, you're just going to lose money.
Right, like, this is just going to help my business, so I just need to host a giveaway.
Exactly. Next, you need to understand the value of each entry, right? You need to understand what's the value of an email opt-in, what's the value of a new follower, what's the value of a Messenger subscriber or an SMS subscriber, right? And that might sound like you just pick numbers out of the hat, but it's actually easier than you think if you've set your online business up properly or whatever tracking software you're using.
See, and this is where I love leaving this up to you.
Yeah, so when you are selling products, you should be tracking where your customers are coming from, conversion rates, things like that, right?
Yes.
And if you do that, if you know that, oh, if I send an email to my list of 3,000 people, it generates, you know, $900, just making up numbers here, right? Then you know, I probably shouldn't have done the math or thrown the math in my face, but, you know, you're probably looking at like 3 cents or 30 cents, whatever. I'm not following the decimals here, but you're looking at a certain number of cents per person on that email list, yeah. right? And so that helps you establish that, okay, an email subscriber, you know, if I send out 10 emails a month, an email subscriber is worth like, I don't know, $3, you know?
Okay.
So you need to figure out what those numbers are, right? If you send an SMS out to your SMS list, how much money does it generate? Divide that by the number of people and so forth. And that gives you some rough ideas of, okay, each person that I get on an SMS list is worth this much money. Each person I get on an email list is worth this much money. And
right.
then at the end of the giveaway, you can go, okay, I got 3,000 email subscribers, 200 SMS subscribers, and then you can add it all up and go, this giveaway is worth this much to me.
Yes.
You know, and even better, if you know what your average customer's lifetime value, LTV, is, then you don't even have to look at each of the individual channels. You can just go, you know, based on my conversion rate, I got this many potential leads. I can figure out that the lifetime value of this, you know, giveaway is this.
Right.
So those are the ways that you can kind of figure out what those values are and understand the value of each kind of entry. The next one, and this was another mistake that we made, is don't be stingy. And this is super common in giveaways. And I think especially with people who are new to giveaways, they like, I don't want to give away too much money. And so our gift card was only $50. But because we were essentially giving away cash, Amazon gift card, let's be honest.
Everyone wants.
It's pretty much like cash, right? Well, so it didn't really attract high-end people, right? When you're doing a giveaway, you want to go higher-end, right? If your clients are, you know, someone who's going to spend thousands of dollars with you, then you should expect to spend a good amount on your giveaway. I see so many really cool giveaways where they're giving away like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 prizes. And you want to potentially get into that area. Actually, really cool. One of the guys that I follow on Instagram, he just gave away a MacBook, which I think it was like $1,300 or something like that, a MacBook.
Okay. Yeah, I'd take one of those.
And he ended up generating $23,000 worth of sales from this giveaway. So
wow.
If you structure things properly, your giveaway can be superbly profitable. But it doesn't have to be profitable at the front end, right? It can be profitable at the back end. If you know that your customers on average stick with you for like 6 months or 2 years or whatever, you can get an idea of what your lifetime value is per customer. And so, yeah, you might lose money in the first month, but maybe you'll be profitable 2 months from now, 3 months from now from the leads that you've generated from your giveaway. So you don't want to be too stingy. Obviously, I get, you know, if you can give away a $50 thing and make the same amount as if you had given away a $500 thing, I understand like that the math works better.
Just not in our case here.
Not in our case, no.
With our Amazon gift card.
We ended up with thousands of completely worthless leads.
Yes.
But don't be afraid to kind of, because if you create a giveaway that actually has some really amazing things, that's going to increase the virality of it, right?
Yeah.
And it's also going to increase the after effects of that giveaway, which is something we're going to talk about next. So next up, we want to deliver, make it loud, and try to get a testimonial, if possible, from the winner. And what's cool about this step is it seems like it's all about the winner, but is really all about you as a business owner. So what I mean by this is, firstly, deliver the thing that you said you were going to give away.
Obviously.
Okay. Like, I've been around the SEO world a long time, and I've heard of like lots of black hat tactics, and like fake giveaways are totally a black hat tactic people use. And
wow, it's so tacky.
It is tacky and super scummy, but people do it. So deliver what you say that you're going to do, right? Because then if that person goes out on social media, is like, wow, look at this cool thing I got from, you know, that business over there. You're building trustworthiness with their network of people.
Right.
Now, I say make it loud because this is all about like, look, this person got a bunch of amazing stuff from us. We did a giveaway, right? It tells all of your followers that firstly, look, we did what we said we were going to do. There was a winner, right? You're not right. keeping it a secret. But also, this kind of has a really cool like added advantage. It lets people know, hey, if you entered, cool. But if you didn't, you missed out. So watch out for our next giveaway. Right?
Ooh, I like that.
Yes. So by making it loud, and this makes me think like I love how some things you can just draw back to old school styles. You remember those publishers clearinghouse commercials?
Of course.
Yeah, where they show
up. The giant checks.
Yeah, they show up to people's doors and ring the doorbell and hold the check and have the balloons. It looks like a celebration for that person, but no, that was Publishers Clearinghouse trying to say, look, guys, we're legit. Like, this is a real thing, right?
Don't you want to be a part of this?
Exactly. And that is what they were doing. They were delivering and they were making it loud.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is really simple, right? Getting testimonials can be really difficult. If you've just given something away, you've kind of created this, I think there's like the law of reciprocity where people...
you and your fancy terms.
People naturally want to reciprocate. So when you've given somebody something, they want to reciprocate. Now, all you ask for is a testimonial about the product or service, or whatever, you're going to get it.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. So it's easy reciprocation. So those are all the things that I think will structure a really good giveaway and things that we totally messed up on our first giveaway.
We were learning. It's experience.
Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. You take care.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Fearless Together. Make sure you subscribe and learn more at fearless.fm. That's F-E-A-R-L-S-S.fm. To your continued success.